You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody listening all over North America. Pat yourself on the back. Congratulations on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, on a smart speaker, on all of that. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Congratulations to the Washington Commanders. It ain't no big deal. I mean, right now they're losing in a preseason game 28-26. But congratulations to them because Sam Howell looked good. He played the first half, completed 19 of 25 passes, 2 touchdowns, 188 yards. That looks good, man. That's good. Hopefully it works out for them. Washington deserves this, okay? All the crap that they've been dealing with for all of these years, they deserve it. Have a decent quarterback out there running around. Anyway, what else is going on in the world of sports? Oh, we're going to get into Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor, he asked for a trade a couple of weeks ago, and now the Indianapolis Colts have basically said, all right, bro, go ahead. Go out there. Try to find a trade. Earlier today, Stephon Diggs had to rebuff rumors that he wants out of Buffalo. We found out why James Harden called Daryl Morey a liar. Anthony Richardson, speaking of a cult, Anthony Richardson, maybe not getting as much work as he should. Sha'Carri Richardson, winning the world 100-meter title today in the world championships. Good for her. What a bounce back. Steph Curry over the weekend said he is better. He's a better point guard than Magic Johnson. Jim Harbaugh, he's going to serve a 3-game suspension imposed by Michigan. What a busy day. And then we talked about the Yankees earlier. They suck. Nothing to see here. We got a bunch of callers here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And oh, before the break as well, we talked about the U.S. men's basketball team doing good so far in the exhibition stage. Before they try to win the FIBA World Cup. We talked about the Women's World Cup. Spain beat England 1-0, but the largest story is the Spanish president, Luis Rubiales, who's a man, kissed Jennifer Hermoso, who is obviously a woman, and there was a lot of people going, oh, you can't do that, man. It's a wild world that we live in. 855-212-4CBS. Robbie is here from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Robbie.
Hey, JR, what's going on tonight, man?
How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, so real quick, Tyler Summitt. Okay, I heard Shep speak about it earlier.
Go ahead.
So I'm a big Tennessee fan, right? I love his mother. He coached with his point guard, right?
What? He coached. Didn't he coach with his mom?
No. He never coached with his mom. So he might have been an assistant or something.
Yeah, he was under his mother.
But once he got the job at Louisiana Tech, right, he was sleeping with the team starting point guard. Oh. And, you know, like me being a fan growing up, going to games, like I would go to the women's games and I'd see him being a kid like me. It's just mind boggling to me. Anyways, so now, last thing, speaking of soccer, you were talking about the biggest story, right? You know, the Spanish president. So I wanted to give a little respect to Olga Carmona, the girl who scored the game-winning goal, right? Her father passed away right after the game. And just wanted to give a little respect on that.
Okay. Well, thank you. That is absolutely correct, Robbie. She found that out after the match.
And besides that, man, you guys have a great night. Appreciate you letting me on.
You as well. Thank you, Robbie, for calling from Jacksonville. Way to bring things down a little bit, Robbie. He is correct, though. Damn. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. What's going on? Johnny Mack here from New Orleans, man. Look, I think we're oversensitive to this issue. If it's two people that already have a relationship, it's like you. I've heard you say, JR, it's none of your damn business. That's all I got to say, bro.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. I don't agree with that. This is a public figure. This is the boss kissing one of his players. If this was a private moment, yeah. But I think for the temperature of what's going on planet Earth right now and in modern civilized society, yeah, it could be all a business in the world. But the point is, you got to read the room. You got to know better than that. You would probably, why'd you do it? What? This is the point. Don't even open yourself up for scrutiny. Okay, if you want to run around being a complete jackass and just spitting in the face of everybody and saying, oh, I don't care. I mean, the first thing that came out of his mouth was, hey, anyone who finds issue with what we're doing is an idiot. And you can certainly believe that, but keep it to yourself. Like, the point is to not be a distraction. It's just called reading the room. I mean, when we have so many issues over the years and so many issues of female empowerment in athletics and just in the world in general, why are you out here kissing her, man? Do that in private. Do more if you want to, but just don't, consensually, obviously, don't do that on stage after they won. You could be in the moment, but, man, be better. Be dignified. Be a dignitary. 855-212-4CBS. Manny, he's here from Flushing, New York, home of the Mets. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, brother? How you doing?
I'm okay. What's up?
Not much. Listen, I heard what you said about Giannis. Look, I don't have an issue with it. It's his life. He can do what the hell he wants. I actually agree with you. If LeBron said he wants to play Saudi Arabia, all hell will break loose for him. Because I remember last year when there were rumors that Barkley, before he was signed that deal with Turner, remember there were rumors that he was going to sign with that golf, that Live Golf?
You talking everybody about Charles Barkley?
Yes, Charles Barkley, yeah. Everybody was up in arms. You had the people, you had victims on 9/11 talking about it, saying that, oh, Barkley shouldn't care. I remember I was watching ESPN and they didn't like it. I mean, look, it is what it is, man. Look, I have no issue with Giannis. You know, Giannis. I mean, he's a good dude. Never caused trouble. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say to that.
Okay, thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. Yeah, well, Giannis is not American. And so he's not going to catch the same type of flack. I mean, it's all about being self-aware. LeBron James, I mean, even if you go back a few years ago and, you know, he chastised Daryl Morey for speaking on something that he wasn't in full knowledge of when it came down to China and Hong Kong, I should say. It's just... That might be the one error that I can publicly think about LeBron really stepping outside the box and opening himself up for real scrutiny. Even more so than what most people would say was the decision to even embarrass, I guess, the Cleveland Cavaliers and just say, hey, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm going to Miami. Like, not a lot of things aren't worth the fight. They aren't worth the battle. That's wild. Congratulations to Spain, by the way. They actually, they did win the World Cup. And good luck to Greece. Whenever they play the United States of America, they're going to get smashed. Also, how about this? Congratulations to Jonathan Taylor. I guess he finally gets what he wants. The Indianapolis Colts have told him, hey, man, you can go outside and seek a trade. It seems like they've been beefing the entire offseason. It's like, hey, I want a new contract. Not even making $5 million a year. 2 seasons ago, he led the NFL in rushing. This past season, he was injured. He's not happy, or no running back is happy with their salaries and what the owners are doing. Owner of the Colts, Jim Irsay, has been a complete jerk. At one point in time, saying and telling everyone, if I died and Jonathan Taylor wasn't in the league would go on. And it's like, damn, why you got to be such a jerk? They've said that they will not trade him. And then we find out today that they are allowing him to seek a trade. Now, one of two things here. You're going to seek a trade? And I said this weeks ago. Who's giving up a first-round pick for a running back? If everybody and their mother pretty much says running backs don't hold value, and then who is giving Jonathan Taylor the deal that he wants? Like, what are you doing? They're going to trade for him now today and just say, here's $10 million. And by the way, who's doing that in August? He doesn't have to even receive a new contract at minimum until next year. And then even then, we can start moving into the tax situation. And so it might be very clear here. The Indianapolis Colts didn't say, hey, go seek a trade so they can get rid of him. They basically put him outside and said, hey, go shop around. See what people really feel about you. NFL insider Jonathan Jones, he was on CBS Sports HQ. He basically said, yeah, he might want a trade. That doesn't mean he's going to get one.
What became very, very clear to me was that only folks were going to answer with the canned answer, that no one wanted to upset whatever it was that was going on. Maybe there were some loose lips there at the beginning of training camp on both or all sides. But at this point in camp, as they wrapped up joint practices with the Bears last week before their second exhibition, everyone was saying the company line. Well, now we see that the Colts have allowed Jonathan Taylor and his representation to seek a potential trade partner. That's interesting and unique because that doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, well, the Colts are now going to trade Jonathan Taylor. Look, we saw this a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, with the Los Angeles Chargers and Austin Eckler. Hey, you think you're going to make some more money elsewhere than here? Go ahead. Try it out. See what the market says. We know what the market has been saying about running backs. And so now the Colts are allowing Jonathan Taylor to seek permission for a trade. But as ESPN reports, the Colts are looking for the equivalent of a first-round draft pick, if not a first-round draft pick. I can tell you the Colts are not going to be getting that.
This is one of those things where you're like a kid, and you're old enough to go outside and live on your own, and you're complaining, except for the Colts are idiots here, at least this Jim Irsay is. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go outside, and I don't need to be here. And then you finally go outside on your own. And then you learn how difficult it is. You're like, oh, damn, I need to come back. I need to go back under my parents' roof. That's what the Indianapolis Colts are trying to do here with Jonathan Taylor. And I got to be honest, if I'm Jonathan Taylor, man, you got to wait your turn, bro. You got to buy your time. I don't think this offseason is the offseason to be complaining about your contract. Jim Irsay an idiot? Yes. Is he out here using his Twitter fingers or X fingers or whatever the hell they call it now to make a whole bunch of fuss and noise? Yes. Is it unnecessary? Yes. But, man, ain't nobody thought Jonathan Taylor, who thought he was going to go somewhere? And who is trading for him? Anybody? Somebody? Like, who's trading for the running back that's all of a sudden supposed to just send them to the Super Bowl? I think the answer is nobody. So this sucks for Jonathan Taylor. I know the Colts have done all this yapping about his injuries and non-injuries. I don't think this is going to end well for Jonathan Taylor. I think he's going to end up right back with the Colts. Because let's be real. Yeah, we got some dumb GMs out here making dumb moves, but I think the dumb team already has him, and that's the Colts. Jonathan Taylor not going anywhere. Speaking of someone not going anywhere, how about this? It's been reported that Josh Jacobs, another angry running back, before the season starts, he's expected to show up to work. Josh Jacobs also smashed or hit with that franchise tag, almost similar to Saquon Barkley, except for he's obviously on the Raiders. Josh Jacobs, it's been said he's going to show up. Davante Adams, he was on the Dan Patrick show, and this is what he said, his conversation with Josh.
I just told him to keep his head. You know, this is my 10th year now. I've been through the contract process a total of 3 times now. You know, it's a little easier when you first come in, and then once you start doing your thing on the field, and then makes things a little bit more interesting come contract time. So basically just told him I understand where he's coming from. You know, you gotta do what you have to do, you know, in order to, you know, feel your worth. And you can't just do something that your heart's not in. So at the end of the day, if it doesn't make sense to you, you gotta do what you gotta do. But at the same time, I try to present all the things to him that, you know, the positives of coming back. You know, he and I are really close. So when it comes to the connection, and, you know, I just try to remind him of the opportunities we have to potentially do something special together. And I also let him know that, you know, I play with a great deal of running backs, really good running backs. And there's only a handful that I feel like I could go to literal war with. And he's one of those guys.
Yeah, well, he's going to show up to work because he wants his money. It'd be funny if to see, or whether or not. Well, how about this? I guess this is as interesting as things can be. A little practice here for Monday Night Football. Looks like the Baltimore Ravens, their 24-game winning streak here in the preseason, is about to come to a close. Washington just kicked a field goal, 29-28. They take a lead with 9 seconds left. I guess that's as exciting as preseason is going to get. Now, having said that, back to Josh Jacobs, he's going to show up. He hopes he can get a Saquon Barkley-esque deal. Don't know if it's going to happen. It's a hard knock life for running backs. Doesn't matter if you're Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Dalvin Cook, Austin Eckler. Everybody is getting chopped down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a hard knock life, on the other side of the break, someone has had to rebuff some trade rumors, or just rumors in general. That's Stephon Diggs. We know the season didn't end great for the Bills last year. Stephon Diggs throwing a fit on the sidelines in front of Josh Allen. Beef with Sean McDermott, showing up to camp, not showing up to camp, telling everybody that he wants to stick around. Now there's rumors by someone in particular, Stephen A. Smith, saying that he wants out. Well, Stephon Diggs, he responded to those rumors, and I'll let you hear about it. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I found you about 2 months ago on the radio, and you're just very easy to listen to. I find myself looking for reasons to go out, make little runs to the store and stuff at night, just so I can listen to the show for a couple minutes on my ride. So just keep doing what you're doing, bro. I really appreciate it, and it's a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You don't have to get into your car now to listen to the show. You can listen in the house. The free Odyssey app. You can listen in the house. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's simple, folks. Not that tough. Hey, congratulations to the Commanders. Man, they got something to celebrate, and it's August. We got a preseason game that just ended here. The Commanders snap the Ravens' 24-game preseason winning streak. Preseason game winning streak. The final score, 29-28. Ultimately, Washington kicks a field goal with 9 seconds left. Baltimore gets the ball. It gets intercepted, and that is all she wrote. And besides that, Sam Howell had a hell of a game, at least a hell of a half. 19 of 25, passing 188 yards, 17 rushing yards, and 2 TDs. So, yeah. And then Josh Harris, the new owner for Washington, he was on the sidelines. and he looked thrilled. And so the Ravens, at one point, having the longest winning streak ever in preseason, I don't know what that counts for. It's over. It's done. They haven't lost since 2015 to the Falcons, and they lose again tonight, if you were paying attention or if you cared. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Something that you probably should or should not pay attention to, depending on who you ask. It's about the Buffalo Bills. Stephen A. Smith sat on television earlier today, and he pretty much said that he has heard from sources, he has pretty much heard that Stephon Diggs, following the Buffalo Bills playoff exit last year and following the press conferences weeks ago, Stephen A. Smith said Stephon Diggs wants out of Buffalo. Well, Stephon Diggs didn't waste any time. He went on Twitter or X or whatever it's called right now, and he said, 100% not true. I don't know who the source is, but I thought I'd nip this in the bud already. And then he tweeted again, I am rocking with my dogs, Bills Mafia, through and through. And you remember when he had his press conference, when he showed up to work, he was asked about a month ago, how's your relationship with Josh Allen? Do you want to be a Buffalo Bill? And this is what Stephon Diggs had to say.
Steph, are you and Josh good?
Yeah, that's my guy. Like, that's why I say when it's family matters, like, me and him have a conversation, like, I don't know, if you got kids or you have, like, siblings, like, y'all don't always get along. And me and him never did not get along. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's still been my guy. That's always going to be my guy. So, yeah, we're fine.
Still want to retire Buffalo Bill?
100%, sir.
Okay. Now, people say things all the time, right? It doesn't mean that it's necessarily true. But at this stage of the season, where the hell is he going? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ray is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Ray.
JR, my man, longtime listener, first-time caller. You are the man.
Well, thank you, Ray. What's
up? Oh, my God. This Stephon Diggs thing, I got mad love for Stephen A. Smith, but let me tell you something. He's got some egg on his face today. I mean, I don't care who his credible sources are. When the source, the man that you were talking about, comes out on Twitter and nips that 100% in the bud, I mean, where do you go from there? I mean, even Stephen A. Smith can have a flat tire, and he had a huge flat tire today.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the first time. He's had his issues with athletes and who's telling the truth, not telling the truth. People lie, right? I'm not disputing Stephon Diggs and any of it, but, you know, people lie.
Sure they do. But, JR, did you see Dan Orlovsky's face? Like, oh, my God, dude. Like, are you really breaking this right now? Or are you really going to say this? And he said, yeah, I meant it. I said it. And Dan Orlovsky was just dumbfounded. Like, man, you might have wanted to keep your powder dry there for a minute.
Right. Yeah, I don't think he has any shame. It's not the first or last time that he has said something or sources told him something and he's been rebuffed or he's been told that he's not telling the truth or he's being honest. So I don't think Stephen A. Smith is losing any sleep over any of it. I'm sure at some point tomorrow he's going to come through with a response and maybe say just that. He was asked up on the stage before Stephon Diggs even responded. He was asked, are you sure you want to say this? He said, yeah, I know. I've heard about this. So,
yeah.
We'll find out.
You know what, Chair?
Yes?
Chair, this is the silly season, man. There's just so much dead time. The players, the coaches, the fans, it's the silly season for statements and everybody just examining other people's comments. Let's just kick the season off. There's just too much dead time right now.
I hear that. It'll get here soon, Ray. Thank you for calling from Buffalo, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, people call Stephen A. Smith a liar all the time. I think the last person to really air him out, if you want to say that, is Kyrie Irving. It's like, what else is new?
You want to hear it, JR, Stephen A. on First Take?
Yeah, why not?
I can't ignore. Because to me, elevating it just like that, is letting the Buffalo Bills off the hook. Last time I checked, we looked at Josh Allen, and we said, yo, man, what's going on? You in an AFC championship game a few years ago. You and Patrick Mahomes was going at it. You were supposed to be the heir apparent and stuff like that. Stuff ain't work out. You lose. Joe Burrow comes up there, goes to the Super Bowl next a couple of years ago. Last year at the AFC championship game. And instead of thinking about Josh Allen, we thinking about Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow going up against one another, okay? So you got Stephon Diggs, this brother all-world receiver, but clearly wasn't happy. Walked out. Didn't want to talk to nobody. They came into training camp. They had some friction. They had to get settled and all of this other stuff. Brother wants out, by the way. I'm just telling you what I know. I got my own sources. Brother wants out. He don't want to be in Buffalo anymore. He don't want to. I'm telling you right now. I have my sources. Stephon Diggs got to be there, but he would prefer to be gone because he's lost a level of belief in the Buffalo Bills. That's right. I said it. It's Stephen A., baby. I'm telling you what I know. Okay. They can don't deny it. They can tell you what I have my sources. I'm telling you what I know. All right. But he's not going to force his way out. He know he got to be there and they got to perform. But he ain't feeling the Buffalo Bills the way that he once did because he feels there's a window of opportunity that they may have missed out on. Josh Allen's got to show them that's not true.
All right. Look, I don't think anybody got a one-up on each other there. Like, what, Stephen A.'s sources, whoever the hell they are, they wrong? And Stephon Diggs putting this to bed, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know what matters when they actually play? Is Stephon Diggs going to be pitching a fit if they don't have the hottest start to the season? That's what matters, not what Stephen A. Smith says and not what Stephon Diggs tweets out today. What Stephon Diggs tweeted out was, it was necessary to tell everybody to shut up and relax. But all things considered, man, we're going to have to find out sooner than later what the Buffalo Bills do on the field. It's really that simple. 855-212-4CBS. Jonathan is here from Baltimore. Hey, them Ravens winning streak over in the preseason. Jonathan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? Hey, man. Hey, look, I'm glad it's over, JR. You know, it was kind of ridiculous, and it was fun watching it, and I was even into it a couple of minutes ago, but, you know, it's over. Let it go. Okay. But on this Stephon Diggs, our University of Maryland alum, I think he one shot of Buffalo. And guess what? What was he supposed to say, Buffalo fan? You know, the owners put pressure on him. I didn't see he got mad at Stephen A. Smith. If somebody lied on me, I was like, look, don't you mind your business? If I want to say something, I say something. That's not what he said. And then he said, I'm rolling with Bill's Mafia. He didn't say he was rolling with Josh Allen. Oh, yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. What are you supposed to say? Yeah, like you said, all that hoopla, he was supposed to be the next one, but he wasn't. Joe Burrow came in, went to the Super Bowl. And guess what? Joe Burrow ain't there either. He didn't win either. So him, Lamar, Josh Allen, and I ain't even put Herbert and them guys in it. Guess what? None of them have Super Bowls. But I believe Steph Diggs went out of Buffalo, and it's crazy.
Okay. Well, thank you, John, thanks, for calling, sir, from Baltimore. Yeah, we don't know. And he, how many times does he have to say it? I mean, he had the press conference about a month ago. He made it very clear. You heard it directly out of his mouth. We just played the audio. Stephon Diggs saying he wants to stay and Josh Allen is his guy. And then today he says the report from Stephen A. Smith is not true. He says, I don't know who the source is, but I thought I'd nip this in the bud already. Like, come on. I don't know. Don't care. Look, if the Buffalo Bills have a spectacular season, I don't think anybody is going to be pitching a fit. Nobody. He very well might have won it out. I don't think he knows he does know he ain't going anywhere right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you, people say wild and crazy things. And in the world of professional sports and behind the scenes, there's always deception. Somebody's lying to try to get their way, right? Who's not telling the truth? Is it Stephen A. source? Is it Stephon Diggs? Somebody's not being honest. At the same time, it's not the first time in professional sports that someone hasn't been honest. We learned about James Harden, why he called Daryl Morey a liar. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And then speaking of Baltimore, yes, I know that they just had their preseason winning streak snapped at 24 games. The other team in Baltimore, their owner spoke. And I don't know if people think that he's lying. I'll explain. Yeah, we're talking about liars. If you know one, feel free to call and shout them out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get into Harden. We'll talk about the Orioles. I see John Harbaugh talking to the media right now. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show. And what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery in the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy, busy day. I guess the Baltimore Ravens and Washington Commanders putting a cap on it. The Ravens' 24-game winning streak in the preseason. It is now over. Washington wins tonight 29-28. I think Commander fans will be happier about something else. Sam Howell having a hell of a game at the start of the game, I should say. 19 of 25 passing, 188 yards to go along with two touchdowns. So Sam Howell is going to be your starting quarterback for the Commanders fans, and tonight he continued giving a great showing. There was no Lamar Jackson. There was no Odell Beckham Jr., and so who cares about the Ravens and their winning streak? It ain't the most important thing in the world. Now, having said that, right before we went to break, we were talking about Stephon Diggs, the fact that he had to go on social media today and put down rumors or put aside rumors pretty much led by Stephen A. Smith, that he wants out of Buffalo. That Stephen A. Smith knows with well-placed sources that he knows he's not going to go anywhere or can't be moved, but that he's done, and he feels that they missed a window of opportunity in Buffalo. And he immediately, he being Stephon Diggs, went on social media and said, it's not the case. This is my team. The Bills are my dogs, even though they're Buffaloes. And so he put it to rest. Somebody's lying somewhere, right? Is it a source with Stephen A. Smith? Did Stephon Diggs just say it to kind of tamper down the talk? I'll tell you this much. It doesn't matter. What will tamper down the talk and dispel some of the rumors will be what takes place in the regular season for the Buffalo Bills. Is Josh Allen going to continue or find the same type of rapport he had with Stephon Diggs at the beginning of last season? Or are they going to continue with the fussing and the fighting, or at least Stephon Diggs fussing on the sidelines? I don't think we'll really have an answer until January. So much to do about nothing. People lie in sports. And it doesn't have to be Stephon Diggs lying. It doesn't have to be Stephen A. Smith lying. This is not my area of expertise. I don't give a damn about coming through and breaking scoops and finding news of the sort. Every now and then somebody will message me and say, hey, can you share this online? You tweet this out? You say this on the radio? And it's all just to get a message out, man. That's what people do. What do you think Woj does all day? It's nothing but a PR machine for NBA teams. There's always somebody trying to manipulate things for their own good. If, for example, how about this? We learned, and we heard it last week from James Harden, his own mouth, I will never, ever play for a team led by Daryl Morey again. He's a liar. Whoa. Well, the NBA investigated that. Well, what did he lie about? We all thought, for the most part, that it could have been, hey, sign this contract last year, take a pay cut, and I'll pay you big money the next year. No, James Harden reportedly said, Daryl Morey lied about, hey, James, if you opt into your contract, then I'm immediately going to trade you. Well, I guess James Harden missed the fact that I don't think anybody wants him immediately. So, hey, it's sports. There's always going to be some type of ridiculous miscommunications. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Marlon is here from St. Louis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Excellent. What's up?
Just let you know, man. I've been listening to you from your YouTube days, and I'm still listening to you today. I really appreciate it. But, hey, I just want to give a shout-out to, you know, you said, do I know any liars? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, and, I, you know, like what Stephen was talking about today, Stephon, he's out of there. He's out of there. You know, like you're saying, you know, some source that Stephen know, they putting it out there. Yes. Stephon got to do what he has to do.
855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Texas. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Jared. How you doing tonight?
Good.
I just want to build on the, well, not the last call, but build on you about the whole liar thing. You think about that interview that Stephon Diggs had. And he said, me and Josh Allen hadn't even had an argument like we were siblings, like siblings do. And you think about it, and 3 years in a row not getting to the playoffs, and then he gets whooped by Joe Burrow at home, and then Josh Allen's not even looking his way, so he threw a temper tantrum. He don't want to be there. He knows that Josh Allen's no better than Dak Prescott. It just came in his mind right there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eric. Okay. Is that it?
Well, I'm with the last two callers. It says Stephon Diggs, he don't have a problem, but he's got a problem. He don't want to be there. I'm with them. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me based on his behavior, but I'm not going to sit here and say that he had some type of revelation at the end of last season. His usage towards the end of the year went down. I don't think he was standing there in the playoffs going, oh, my God, this guy stinks. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brian from Buffalo. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
All right. We need to stop with the Stephon Diggs thing. So what everybody needs to realize, this guy's had, what now, 3 career years since he's played with Josh Allen? Come on. Let's stop. Please. If he leaves here, what's he going to go to? Honestly, let's think about this. So he's going to go to what? 1 to 5 teams that maybe has a unicorn like Josh Allen, that could maybe get him the ball like Josh Allen, that can maybe get him paid as a 30-plus year old receiver. Come on, guys. All he wants to do is win. All he wants to do is win. So when he puts his hands up like he did in Minnesota, why he do that? Because he wants to win. What they did in Minnesota is they put Adam Thielen ahead of him. They didn't give him the ball. We give him the ball here. Why didn't we give him the ball a few times? Because guess what? Gabe Davis was the guy against Kansas City. Our defense failed in 13 seconds. It wasn't our offense. It wasn't Stephon Diggs. It wasn't Gabe Davis. It wasn't Josh Allen. It was the defense that faltered. That was it. He ain't going anywhere. Everybody relax. That guy wants to be here. He just wants to win. That's okay. The way he's always been. Everybody relax.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, for calling from Buffalo. His usage did drop off as the season went on. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is here from Baltimore. What's up, Brian? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what was that little slight you said about the Ravens record? I mean, the fact that the Ravens even, you know, there's even a record for a preseason game, you know, sets a precedent in itself. You know, so far as the Washington's winning that game, good for them. That's probably the only win they'll ever get the entire season for them. I mean, we're not mad. I ain't mad about the loss, but I just don't like the disrespect or the slight on that.
Hold on. There was nothing that I said that was a slight. It is a what I said was very straightforward. It wasn't a slight. It's also factual.
Who's your team?
Hold on. No. Stop. You call me. Listen, If you don't want to listen, then don't bother. It's not a slight. It's a 24-game winning streak, or was a 24-game. Well, can you stop for a minute? You called me to talk to me. Or you can either hang up or you can listen. Pick one. You're going to stop and listen either way. It's a 24-game winning streak in the preseason. What does it count for? Tell me. Who cares? Ain't nothing I said was a slight. It's fact. The 24-game winning streak in the preseason is over. It ain't no slight. I actually like the Ravens. I'd love to see them get over the hump. You tell me where the slight is. That's for you as a Baltimore Raven fan to be upset and in your feelings, man. What do I care for? I want to see them actually go to a Super Bowl. So before you call up here going, what was that little slight? There ain't no slight. It's just facts around here. You get out your damn feelings, man. What was that little slight you said about the Ravens? Man, if you care about the 24-game win preseason, then let them keep winning preseason games and not go to a Super Bowl. Come on, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.